next door.
You're a dork.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, freak.
Excuse me. You are going to die in there.
Shut your mouth or we're going to kick your ass. We got bats.
I hate trees.
You're going to regret it. You're going to regret it. You're going to regret it.
Check it out. You remember last summer when we got the raccoon stuck in our chimney? That's what it smells like. Let's go find it. No, it smells bad. I'm getting out of here. Troy? Troy? Who's down there? Cut it out, Troy. Cut it out.
So are your periods regular again?
Every other month. Not that I'm really complaining. After all that blood. Ben hates blood.
You having issues with arousal?
Not when I'm by myself.
I'll lie back. Well, I've recently had some success with women your age using bioidentical treatments and hormones.
For what?
Well, it's sort of a preemptive strike. See, your body is like a house. You can fix the tiles and the bathroom and the kitchen, but if the foundation is decaying, well, you're wasting your time.
What are the side effects?
You can sit up. Well, the HRTs are great for your skin, your organs. Most of the women I give these to tell me they make them feel 10 years younger.
I don't know. You know, I don't even let my family drink out of plastic bottles. Taking a bunch of hormones when I don't even know what the side effects are. I just
feel and look 10 years younger.
I don't need hormones, doctor. I'm just trying to get control of my body again after what happened.
And I'm offering you something to help you get that back.
I'm not a house.
Vivian, what are you so afraid of?
Excited by. You stop sneaking cigarettes and just start taking deep breaths.
I need to go to the bathroom.
We're almost there.
I need to go.
Bye. It's a freeway. Really, where do you want me to pull over? Maybe the Honda next to us has a bathroom or something.
But if baby stuff's good as shit, you find something.
Really? Violet?
I hate that word unless I'm saying it.
Well, I'm really glad we named you Violet instead of our second choice.
Which was?
Sunshine.
It's funny. Come on, you gotta admit, it's funny.
I love it. But you love it, huh? I mean, it looks even better than it did online.
Yeah, it's interesting. Great. It's for the Adams family now.
Hey! Krabby Patch! Come here!
What are you doing?
Is this place amazing?
Welcome.
It's a classic L.A. Victorian, built around 1920 by the doctor to the stars at the time. It's just fabulous. These are real Tiffany fixtures. As you can see, the previous owners really loved this place like a child. They restored everything. Gay, what do you think?
Tiffany. Wow.
Do you cook?
Viv is a great cook. I got her cooking lessons a few years ago, and she ended up teaching the teacher a few things.
Cooking lessons? Romantic. Aren't you a psychologist?
Psychiatrist. You said something on the phone about there being a study that I could use as a home office. I'm planning on seeing patients here so I can spend more time with the family.
How refreshing.
Well, honey, would you go see where Hallie went?
Thank you.
What are you yapping at?
When I saw the pictures of this room online, I thought maybe you could use it as your music room.
Are you a musician?
I was.
Cellist. Very good one, in fact.
Why did you quit?
This wallpaper is peeling over here. Looks like maybe there's a mural underneath it. The last owners probably covered it up. They were modernists. Speaking of the last owners, full disclosure requires that I tell you about what happened to them.
Oh, God. They didn't die in here or anything, did they?
Yes, actually, both of them. Murder-suicide. I sold them the house, too. They were just the sweetest couple. You never know, I guess.
That explains why it's half the price of every other house in the neighborhood, I guess.
I do have a very nice mid-century ranch, but it's in the valley, and you're going to get a third of the house for twice the price.
Right.
Where did it happen?
The basement.
We'll take it.
Let's go to bed. Leave that for the morning.
I'm a little bit worried about Violet, you know? These kids here are very different. I don't know if she can handle another year not getting in.
You mean you can't?
I can't believe this place doesn't freak you out a little bit. Is it what happened here?
My repulsion is tempered by the fact that this house is worth four times what we paid for it, so let's not think about it.
This is your professional advice, Doctor. Just denial.
Let me give you a little love. Moving here, buying this house was the exact right thing to do for us and our family. It's a good thing. And we deserve some good after all this shit we've been through.
I've got some stuff I want to unpack down in the kitchen. I appreciate that you're trying. I'm trying to. It's gonna take some time.
Coke off your nipples.
They were numb for like 2 days.
Hey! Student council passed a rule against smoking in public spaces.
Secondhand smoke kills.
No, I didn't know. What the hell is wrong with you? People sit here, they eat here.
You don't know me. Why are you doing this?
Leah's grandmother died of lung cancer. She takes this stuff pretty seriously. Eat it. Eat it, or I'm gonna kick the shit out of you.
No. Come on, Leah.
What? No. No, no, no. I want to see her eat it.
No!
Seriously, she's like, ew! No! You are dead! You are dead!
You're gonna die in here.
Who are you? What are you doing? What are you doing here?
Adelaide. Adelaide, I put on Dora the Explorer for you so you would sit and watch.
It was good, the Eagle Go. I don't like it.
Oh, round cartoon characters, you can't tell the difference.
Excuse me.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Constance, your neighbor from next door, and this is my girl, Adelaide.
Hello.
Go home, Addy, now. That girl is a monster. I love her, and I'm a good Christian, but Jesus H. Christ. You know, if they'd invented some of those tests a few years ago, I would have...
How'd you get into my house?
He left your back door open. Although I have to tell you, Addie will always find a way in. She has a bug up her ass about this house, always has. You have the loveliest thing.
Thank you.
Did you get a dog?
I do have a dog, yes.
I run a little kennel out of my house. Doggy daycare kind of a thing. And
how nice.
Well, I prefer purebreds. You know, I adore the beauty of a long line, but there's always room in my home for mongrels. Oh my. Look at those earrings. Are those real diamonds?
Not that home shopping shit.
No.
I used to have diamonds like that. Different pair for every day of the week.
Did your husband give them to you?
He did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They always do when you're young and pretty.
Are you Southern?
Proud Virginian. The old Dominion, born and bred. Thank you for noticing. I came out here to be a movie star. Did screen tests and everything. But nudity was the big deal then. The morals were just beginning to collapse, and I wasn't about to have my green pasture flash 70 feet high for every man, woman, and child to see. So I took that little butterfly of a dream and put it in a jar on the shelf. And soon after came the mongoloid, and of course I couldn't work after that.
It has been so great to meet you. I just, you know, I wasn't prepared for guests at all.
I'm gone. Oh, I brought you this. You know, a little housewarming.
Thank you.
Addie wanted to bake you a pie, but she tends to spit in the cooking, so I thought this would be better. Help get rid of some of that bad juju. I don't remember your name.
Right, no, I never got a chance to tell you my name.
Oh.
My name is Vivian Harmon.
Anyway, relax and enjoy. Let me know if you need any help with that pup.
Will do.
I'm glad you're getting rid of that wallpaper. I thought those people were supposed to be stylish. It's sage for cleansing the spirits in the house. Too many bad memories in here.
You okay? Oh, I guess these guys went to the kinky stuff, huh? So they try it on.
It's not funny.
I think you look good in it.
What happened? Holy shit.
Get rid of it.
Come on, let's go downstairs.
So, Tate, these fantasies started 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when?
2 years ago. It's always the same. It starts the same way.
How? Tell me.
I prepare for the noble war. I'm calm. I know the secret. I know what's coming, and I know no one can stop me, including myself.
You target people who have been mean to you or unkind?
I kill people I like.
Can I help you?
Some of them beg for their life. I don't feel sad. I don't feel anything. It's a filthy world we live in. It's a filthy, goddamn helpless world. And honestly, I feel like I'm helping to take them away from the shit and the piss and the vomit that run in the streets. I'm helping to take them somewhere clean and kind. And there's something about all that blood, man. I drowned in it. And the Indians believed that blood holds all the bad spirits. And once a month in ceremonies, they would cut themselves to let the spirits go free. There's something smart about that. Very smart. I like that. You think I'm crazy?
No. I think you're creative. And I think you have a lot of pain you're not dealing with.
My mother's probably worried about me, right?
I'm sure she is.
She's a cocksucker. I mean, literally, a cocksucker. She used to suck the guy off next door all the time. My dad found out, and he left. He left me alone with a cocksucker. Can you imagine? How sick is that?
I've heard a lot worse.
Cool. Can you tell me some? I like stories.
No, I can't.
The world is a filthy place. It's a filthy goddamn horror show. There's so much pain, you know? There's so much. You're doing it wrong. If you're trying to kill yourself, cut vertically. They can't stitch that up.
How'd you get in here?
If you're trying to kill yourself, you might also try locking the door.
Laura O'Hara. I'm the housekeeper.
Oh. I didn't know the place came with a housekeeper.
Why are you hanging your sheets? A perfectly good electric dryer inside.
I don't like all those chemicals in the fabric softener, so I just like to do it naturally.
I work Monday through Thursday. Thanksgiving on, Christmas off. That was the deal with the last fellows.
I'm sorry, I'm just not sure that we're going to need a housekeeper.
What have you been using to clean the floorboards?
Murphy's oil soap.
Oh, no. White vinegar. Oil soap kills the wood.
I like that better. It's more natural.
Have you ever owned a house this old before?
No.
It has a personality, feelings. Mistreat it and you'll regret it. May I come in? My cab's left and I'd like to call another.
So you worked for the previous owners?
I've been the housekeeper here for years. They come, they go, I stay. They were both nice boys, the ones before you. I found the bodies.
What happened? I mean, I hate to gossip.
They fought a lot. Money, I think. But who can know when something so horrible happens? Sometimes people just go mad. I cleaned the mess. You'd never know.
Can I ask you a personal question? Do you ever get tired of cleaning up other people's messes?
We're women. It's what we do. I just get paid for it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, this is my husband, Ben. Ben, this is Moira O'Hara. She was the housekeeper for the previous owner.
Nice to meet you.
That's my cab.
I'll use the lavatory first, if you don't mind.
Sure. What do you think?
Wait, you want to hire her?
Yeah, I mean, she's a little kooky, but she seems trustworthy. She knows the house really well, and I feel like I could just use the help. So, you start tomorrow?
Thursday's better, but I'll make it work.
Okay. And you know, Moira, you don't have to wear the housekeeper's uniform. You can just wear your own clothes.
I don't like cleaning people's houses in my own clothes.
What?
Nothing. You just always surprise me. I like that. You're gonna have to forgive me one day. You mind if I take this?
No.
You taking your medications?
Yes.
Any side effects?
I was taking them at night, but they kept me up.
What'd you do?
Started taking them in the morning.
Light sensitivity is pretty common.
Yeah, I think so.
When I was in medical school, they brought in this CIA interrogator to help us better identify who was lying. This guy was like 6'50". Crew cut. He must have been one hell of an interrogator, because I'll tell you something, I'd be terrified to lie to him.
You think I'm lying to you?
Light sensitivity isn't a side effect of Lexapro tape.
So you lied to me.
What is important, that is, if you're telling the truth about doing these things to your classmates, if you're actually a danger to society, the law says that I have to report you to the police.
Did you call them?
Not yet. I've treated psychotics before. People with the right combination of chemical imbalance and psychological damage that can't be reached.
You think that's me? You think I can't get better?
You? You kidding me? You're hopeless. Everybody can get better, Tate. Everybody. I just think you're scared. Of what? I'm not sure yet. Maybe rejection. Certainly because of what your father did to you.
I was afraid my big dick wouldn't work.
What?
Yeah, that's why I didn't take the meds. I was afraid my dick wouldn't work. Because I met someone. This one I did after my dad left. I was 10, I think.
Last week, first day at my new school. Sucks.
Westfield, right?
The worst.
I got thrown out of there.
I hate it here. I hate everyone. All their bougie designer bullshit. East Coast is much cooler. I mean, at least we have weather.
I love it when the leaves change.
Yeah, me too.
Why'd you move here?
My dad had an affair. My mom literally caught him in the act.
That's horrible. If you love someone, you should never hurt them. Never.
Right? I know. And the worst part is that 6 months earlier, my mom had like this brutal miscarriage. The baby was 7 months old, and we had to have this macabre funeral. Have you ever seen a baby coffin?
I'm sorry.
Why are you seeing my dad?
Don't ask questions you already know the answer to. You're smarter than that.
Want to listen to Morrissey? He's cool, and he's pissy, and he hates everyone and everything.
Got any Kurt Cobain on that thing?
What are you doing in here?
Just listening to music, Dad.
You need to leave, Tate. I'm sorry. You shouldn't be in here, and I think you know that. Please.
What's that thing you think I'm afraid of? Fear of rejection?
Stay away from him.
Dad, nothing.
You heard me.
Hey, babe, you seen my razor blades?
Stay out of my house. Do you understand?
Can I smoke in here?
No.
Adelaide, answer me, please.
Can I pick you up?
No. Adelaide, I want you to stay out of the house. I want you to stop coming in and opening things up and telling me that I'm going to die.
She said that?
She says that to everybody. Say you're sorry, Addie.
No, they did it.
Who did it?
The twins.
Can I pet your dog?
No, Adelaide, listen to me. I want you to stop coming in here without permission. Am I clear?
Vivian.
Am I clear?
Yes.
Thank you.
Time to go, Patty.
Hallie!
Are you okay? You shouldn't have done that.
Sorry about all this.
You touch my kid one more time and I will break your goddamn arm.
No, I have no evidence of any past violence. No, I don't have his social. Listen, do not transfer me again. I'm trying to report a patient of high school age that I believe could be dangerous. Yes. Yes, I'll hold. Unbelievable.
May I clean in here?
It's not a good time, Laura.
It's Thursday. I get off in 20 minutes. If I don't do it now, it's not getting done until Monday. Am I distracting you? Why don't you touch me a little?
Get out.
What are you afraid of? Your wife's not home. She's probably at Pilates. I won't tell. I didn't tell when you saw me playing with myself the other day.
Please just go.
Did you touch yourself after?
Please just go.
You did. Do it again. Show me.
Shit.
Violet! Violet!
My professional opinion? Whoever painted this wall had some deep psychological issues.
I thought you had a patient.
Ah, they bailed. Do you want some help cleaning up?
Yeah.
Thanks. This doesn't tweak you out?
There's something about it that I find really comforting.
One of my psych professors told me that people tell stories to cope with their fears. All art and myths are just creations to give us some sense of control over the things we're scared of. Afraid of dying, create reincarnation. Afraid of evil, create a benevolent God who sends evildoers to hell.
I think I just like that I don't have to think while I do it.
Okay. I always thought you were prettiest like this. No makeup, messy hair. A little sweaty.
I'm old.
Stop. How beautiful you are. Well, I won't be home for an hour.
No, okay, Ben.
Come on, Ben.
Ben.
You mean narcissistic asshole? I'm trying to figure out how to forgive you for having sex with one of your students. You want me to have sex with you? I can't even look at your face, Ben, without seeing the expression on it while you were pile-driving her in our bed.
I screwed up! How many times do I have to say it? I'm sorry! I was hurting too!
I'm sorry. Did the life that was growing inside you die? And did you have to carry that around in your belly? The dead corpse of our baby son? Did you have to go into labor and deliver our child? Dead?
My son died too. My baby died too.
And you buried your sorrow in some 21-year-old's pussy.
You know, I can show you statistics on how many men cheat after a miscarriage. I was there for you, Viv. I was patient and understanding and caring. And I put your feelings first.
My hero.
You know, I don't even know how to say this without coming off like an asshole. I really
don't. You know what? Just go ahead. Really. Never stopped you before. You're so angry. Why don't you really tell it like it is? 6 months of therapy with you apologizing and crying was bullshit. So please, tell me how you really feel.
You got a dog. I needed you, and you got a dog.
Oh!
It was me! You should have been curling up with a knife, not a dog!
Oh, so
I needed you!
You needed me? So she was revenge because you needed me? Because I was there for you in your time of need? Now I get it!
We haven't had sex in almost a year.
Yeah, you think I don't know that?
October 20th. We had great sex, Viv. It was loving and sexy and personal and even a little weird. I love you. I moved across country for you. Because in all my life, the only thing I've been truly scared of is losing you. Losing this family. Something horrible happened to us. And we handled it even more horribly. But this place is our second chance. It's our second chance. But I just need to know that you want it too. What are you doing? Viv. What are you doing?
No. Hey. Whoa, come here. What happened to your face?
Fell down.
Come here. Sit.
Boy or girl?
Girls. Three of them.
Okay, they look worse than you do. You know their names?
I'm not arguing.
You know, we can easily move you to a different school. There are a lot of really good private schools right in this neighborhood.
I'm not running away. I'm not scared of them.
Not afraid of anything. It's like that time in kindergarten when you insisted that I bring you home from the slumber party because all the other girls were sleeping with the nightlight on. I know you've gotten the short end of the stick lately. Smooth, and your dad and I haven't exactly been great to be around.
Why don't you guys get divorced if you're so miserable?
We still love each other.
You could have fooled me. I thought you hated each other. Well, at least you hated him. I don't blame you. He's a shithead. Sorry.
It's okay. He was a shithead. You know, we got a lot of history. Your dad's been through a lot. I've been through a lot. Guess we need each other.
What are you scared of? You said I'm not scared of anything, so what scares you?
Lately? Everything. Life will do that to you.
I hate her! I just want to kill her!
Then do it! One less high school bitch making the lives of the less fortunate more tolerable is, in my opinion, a public service. Look, you want to leave you alone, stop making her life to live in hell, short of killing her, there's only one solution. Scare her. Make her afraid of you. It's the only thing bullies react to.
How?
It's simple. You simply walk up to her and say,
"Here's the deal. I need you to stop harassing me. I got what you want. Drugs. Come to my house tomorrow for your free sample. I'm a dealer and a good one. I got the best shit in town." She's a cokehead. I don't have coke.
You won't need any. It's just an excuse to get her here. After that, she'll leave empty-handed and terrified. And I promise you, you'll never be bothered by her again.
How am I going to terrify her?
Helter Skelter.
That's where I come in.
Hot. I thought I told you to throw that thing away.
Oh, you're not talking?
Well, I'll give you points for creativity. We were pretty hot this afternoon. You really want to go for round two, huh? Come on, I can be kinky.
Not your time. You were in the house. Go back to bed. I love you.
I love you too.
What's down there?
Mustache. Parents toss him every week.
You're screwing with me.
It's just the basement. I found the best hiding place. This is great shit too. A lot of coke coming to the U.S. from Central America smuggled in on lobster boats in Gloucester. Used to show my boobs from the lobstermen in return for a key or two before they cut it. So where is it? Right around the corner? To the right.
This place is a dump.
Oh, shut up.
I want my goddamn drugs.
And keep going.
So this is the CoCor.
Yeah, who the hell are you?
Get the lights. Talking about? She hit me in the balls and got away. She must have run into a wall or something.
No, I saw something.
What are you talking, Riley? You're talking crazy. This is cool. We showed that bitch.
Get out. I never want to see you again.
I thought you weren't afraid of anything.
Following me.
Your family is in danger.
What happened to you?
Pretty, aren't I? That's over 70% of my body. I'm Larry Harvey, and you have to get out of that house.
I could have you arrested, you know. Peeking in people's windows is still a crime, even in L.A.
You're not going to put me back into jail. I have brain cancer. Terminal, inoperable.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. That's the only reason they let me out. Homicide. Triple homicide. I was in that house for 6 months before I started hearing voices. My wife thought I was working too hard. My daughter, Angie, was 6. The older one, Margaret, was 10. She looked like her mother. It's funny how it skips a generation like that. I killed them. All. Lorraine was ill that night. She took a pill. She went to bed early, my wife. And then I put the girls down. And then the voices started. They told me what to do. I was like an obedient child. I put myself out. I remember that night. What? It's like a dream. Have you been sleepwalking? Yeah. Look at my case. Read the transcript.
Listen to me. I'm a doctor. They may not put you back in jail, but I can certainly have you committed to a state mental institution. And trust me, those places make prison look like Club Med. Leave my family alone. Do you hear me?
You have to get out of there!
That place is me. Get over me! Leave us alone! Leave us alone!
Put those earrings back.
Jesus H. Christ, you almost gave me a heart attack.
Those belong to Madame. This is her house, not yours.
Why is it that it is always the old whore who acts the part of a moralistic prude? I'd be nervous if I were you two. When things go missing, they always blame the new maid. I'd move if I were you. Don't make me kill you again.
Hey.
Hey.
What do you want for dinner?
Whatever you want.
I think I want Indian food.
You only like Indian food when you're pregnant.
Really?
Oh, my God.